Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thanks for having us, Tim.
I want to start there. This business about Mocha Johnson defunding or calling for the defunding of police. Full disclosure here, we've invited Mocha Johnson on the program to this point. She has declined. We did, however, speak a few days ago with her campaign manager, and this came up. Aditya Krishnaswamy, his name, and that business about defunding police.
The question that she got asked by the reporter was about defund the police. And when she actually said, if you look at the whole quote, was what right now what I'm focused on is the school to prison pipeline. We can have a discussion later. And she goes on to even say, am I for abolish the police? I don't know if I'm there yet. So, I mean, Mocha obviously has these discussions with law enforcement, with community activists, with members across the community daily. And we're open to anything. And really what we need to be focusing on right now and why she focused on school safety is that while all these measures have been taking place since the 90s for increasing school resource officers and other measures, we haven't really seen any decrease or increase in the number of in the safety of our schools.
All right, Aditya Krishnaswamy there. He is Mocha Johnson's campaign manager. All right, Houston Gaines, Representative Houston Gaines, unpack that for us. Do you buy that? She says she's being taken out of context in those ads.
Well, he just said that she's open to a conversation about completely abolishing the police, which, you know, that's even further than any of her other quotes. And the ad you played at the beginning, as you know, that's not from my campaign, but this is a direct quote from her. I just pulled up a piece of paper because I had it right over here. This is what she said on June 12th. If they're able to take officers out of the schools, you can see how the model will work when it comes into the community. So I'm definitely for defunding and shifting the income somewhere else, but I want to start in the schools first. It's a direct quote. And so, you know, I can assure you that I am not for defunding the police. My opponent has said she is definitely for defunding and starting with the schools, which I can't imagine using that as a model to try out in the community. So and for her campaign manager to come on and say she's open to even completely abolishing the police, that's a pretty scary concept, to be honest.
Meantime, you're out there touting the endorsements of the four county sheriffs, the counties that are included in, incorporated in the district you represent.
I have a Republican and Democrat. Every sheriff in the district is supporting my campaign because they know that I'm someone who's going to work with them to keep our communities safe. Listen, there's some reforms necessary. I passed a really important criminal justice reform bill this legislative session. But, you know, calls to defund the police, take resource officers out of the schools, that's going to leave children not safe in the schools. It's going to put folks in our community at harm. And there's a reason why every sheriff supports us, and I'm proud of that.
Again, State Rep Houston Gaines with us a week away from Election Day. Coronavirus, the pandemic, the way we have chosen to respond to it, shaping not only the race and the outcome possibly, but the way you folks are compelled to campaign largely, not as much door-to-door, not as much face-to-face, some of the forums, some of the other things all done virtually. Meantime, you have from time to time these conversations, these conference calls with the folks from the local hospitals, the health district, the other state lawmakers included. When's the last time you had one of those, and what are you hearing?
Well, we've been in regular communication throughout this, throughout the pandemic. At the beginning of COVID-19, we were having them, you know, once a week, and you know, what we've done is just stayed in regular communication. In fact, I was talking to some of the folks at the hospital last night, yesterday afternoon, about where we are, and you know, we have seen the numbers, frankly, ticking up a little bit here locally. And what we've got to all do is work together to prevent a third wave of COVID-19 by doing our part, washing our hands, social distancing, wearing a mask, you know, also getting a flu shot. You know, we need folks to get their flu shots. And so, you know, we are going to continue to do all we can to get the hospitals the resources they need. They in terms of PPE and those sort of things, you know, our hospitals have the resources. Now it's up to the community to play our part to make sure that we don't see a third wave.
State Rep. Houston Gaines, one of the things, Mocha Johnson, again, the Democrat running for this seat, the election a week away, she and other Democrats in legislative races pointing at you and other Republicans saying, y'all, in reshaping the budget in response to the coronavirus pandemic, among other things, defunded not police so much, but education. You took $1 billion away from education. Talk about that part of the budget and what you hope to do moving forward.
Well, you know, any those headlines that you see about, you know, X number of dollars reduced in spending, they don't tell the story because, you know, if you say $1 billion was cut, you've got to give the full story, which is $550 million was made up in federal CARES money. And then every single school district in the state, including all four school districts and House District 117, and the four districts in House District 117 have all more than triple the amount of reserves as the amount that was reduced in state spending. So that's why you saw no furlough days. That's why, you know, we did not, you shouldn't have seen in terms of actual on-the-ground spending changes. And, you know, teachers, you know, we were able to last year give teachers a historic pay raise. And certainly that's something as we come back next year, I would like to see us finish the full $5,000 raise and work to support our teachers and our educators. You know, obviously, the budget was a challenging year. And as you can imagine, a lot of small businesses were hurting. Revenues were down for of course, state revenues as well. And so, you know, moving forward, of course, we want to get back to where we'd like to be. But, you know, at the end of the day, we were able to make sure that, you know, no furlough days, that, you know, in terms of actual spending, when you combine, it was a partnership between local, state, and federal funds. That you should not have seen a reduction in spending in terms of making sure our children are educated.
She is in favor of Medicaid expansion. You and other Republicans to this point have resisted it. Does the coronavirus pandemic, the way we respond, the stress and strain it puts on our hospitals and medical providers, does that in any way change the equation?
Well, what we've done is a Medicaid waiver that I think is going to really help a lot of folks in the state of Georgia. And what it's going to do is it's going to allow folks who you know, under 100% of the federal poverty line, that, you know, to be able to get on state Medicaid. But it'll also allow folks to have subsidized insurance plans through the federal exchange, over 100% between that 100 and 138% that you know, we like to talk about as the gap. This will allow, you know, heavily subsidized exchange plans for those individuals. But then the other part of the plan that's exciting is the reinsurance program that's going to lower insurance premiums for everyone across the state. And you know, in parts of the state, we only have one insurer. This is going to, you know, reduce insurance premiums by up to 25%. And across the board, across the state, we expect 10 to 15%. And again, in certain parts of the state, 25%. So I think, you know, this is a significant step forward in terms of it also received approval just in recent days from the federal government. It had to get approved. And so that is moving forward because what our goal is to increase access and lower costs. And ultimately, I think this is a significant step forward.
State Rep. Houston Gaines, about a minute left here. I mentioned a moment ago, and I don't have to mention this, the fact that the campaign is obviously different this year. You're in my mailbox. I don't think you've been in my front yard yet. Probably not ringing a lot of doorbells these days. What has this been like?
Well, the campaign has been different. There's no doubt about it. You know, virtual and phone calls and just trying to talk to voters. I mean, that's what I'm doing. Every free minute that I have is just trying to talk to folks in our district. And, you know, what it really comes down to at the end of the day, I think, is people take a look at our record, what we've accomplished. You know, my first term, we passed legislation on health care reform, opioid epidemic, human trafficking. We passed criminal justice reform. I passed a pay cut for politicians. You know, so we're just trying to get the message out about our record. It is a little bit more challenging to do with this environment. But we feel really good about where we are. We feel really good about a victory next Tuesday. Would encourage folks to please get out and vote. This is the last week of early voting. We're really asking folks, please go vote early, you know, especially this week in Clark County where you got a lot more open sites. please get out there, vote early. And obviously early voting is open across the district in Clark, Oconee, Jackson, and Barrow counties through Friday, and then Election Day is next Tuesday. So we're excited and ready for victory next week.
We'll leave it there. State Rep Houston Gaines, thanks for your time this morning. Best of luck on Tuesday.
Thanks so much, Tim.